talk about Tevin's progress this week and how he's looking.
Yeah, he's looked good. You know, he's still limited. He's got a black jersey on there. You know, he's got some pain from the ribs, but we've had him out there, so hopefully he'll get cleared for Sunday, but not sure yet.
How Coach Quinn said earlier today that, of course, the big plan all along has been to have both your guys, you know, Devontae and Tevin. Tell me about how you see that future and you know, how much better can that running game, can that make the running game?
I think we got three real good backs. You know, even Ward got to show you guys last week that he can come in and run real hard also. So, you know, when you got three guys who you're confident in both the run and pass game, it's a good situation for myself. You don't have to keep looking up who's in. It really doesn't matter to me. So you can keep guys fresh and ride the one that's hot.
Devontae seems like he is the hot guy right now. He mentioned last week how he felt like getting the carries got him in a rhythm. Is there any concern at all about going the other direction and maybe – not giving him a chance to get in that rhythm?
You always, you know, you learn that as you go. You know, I've never worried about that in the past. You know, running backs, they get the ball and they run as hard as they can. You know, it's not as much to me as a quarterback standpoint where you're trying to get a guy in a rhythm, but I do think there's some validity to that to his comment on that. And, you know, we'll see how he handles this week. We'll see, look at it week to week, but the one thing you can't argue with is how good he's looked these last 2 weeks. So we've got to make sure to keep that going.
Anything else?
Jay Gruden said this week they've still retained some of the terminology from your time there. Is that kind of par for the course, or is that unusual? Your mark is still on that offense?
I'm not totally sure exactly what their terminology is and what they're doing. I worked with Sean for 4 years, who's their offense coordinator, so I know. You know, your product of your environment. So I'm sure they're doing some things now that we did when I was there with Sean. But, you know, it's real similar across the league, too. I mean, there's lots of people who have similar terminologies. Everyone runs similar plays. There's different ways to do things, different techniques, different philosophies. But I don't think that's too big of a deal because it's pretty close to that all over the league.
Do you think that there were opportunities created for other guys on Sunday because of all the attention they were paying to Julio?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. A number of times. And, you know, it doesn't happen much where a guy catches it in the middle of the field and no one else is there. That's usually when it's zero coverage, and it wasn't. And that happened on Hank's long catch and happened on a couple of Devontae's runs. And both of those were because the middle third safety was doubling Julio and definitely helped out some other guys.
You see defense is changing a little bit now with the running game getting its mojo?
Defense has changed every week. They change every quarter. They change throughout the Dallas game, throughout the Giants game. So that's something you're always looking at. Always have to have a plan with everybody. You definitely got to expect it to change too based off Julio. So what you see on tape, you're not always going to get going into the game. So you got to have a bunch of different plans. You got to be able to spread some people out and have a contingency plan to go wherever it might be, because we usually try to find out in that first quarter how they plan on playing who.
Roddy's had some frustrations about maybe not getting the looks as much as normal. You know, he talked to Coach Quinn, said he feels good about it. How do you handle a situation like that?
You just talk to a guy. Make sure nothing's personal. You just open with somebody and you talk to him about it. And talked to Roddy today, and I definitely feel totally fine about it. I think he does too. And, everybody gets frustrated when they don't get the ball. But you know, I think Roddy has handled it well with us. He's been great here in this building. And you know, I think if we would have played four quarters of football, the way their coverages were going and stuff, I think he would have ended up getting a lot more balls, because he would have had to have. The way they were playing their coverages, we were going to have to spread it around a bunch. But fortunately, we didn't have to play because the score was so nice for us. But I think if we would have kept throwing the ball, I think it would have came that way.
It's only been a couple of years since you were there, but any different feelings when you're facing a former team?
Honestly, not really. You know, I played them last year in the preseason. You know, that was a little different because it was my first road game in 2014, and happened to be in the place that I was the previous year, 4 years. But I'm used to that. I've been on a few teams in this league and moved around a bunch. And I was in Houston for 4 years, and we played them last week. So you know, it's not too big of a deal. You're close to some people because you got relationships, both some of the players and coaches. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of those guys, whether it's before the game or after game. But besides that, it's not a big deal.
What was it that you did to make Leonard feels so comfortable about coming here? He talked about that, you know, about talking to you and talking to these guys when they reached out. What did it take to kind of?
I'm not sure exactly. I'm sure he could answer that better than I could. But, you know, I know I believe in Hank. I think Hank's a good player. He did some good things for us in Washington. You know, he can run all the positions, which makes him very universal. He's a smart guy who knows offense very well, so I knew he would jump in right away. And I think he knows I believe in him, so I think that makes him comfortable. But, you know, he's done a good job. I want him to keep continuing to get better. But he helps us a lot because he is versatile in what he can do.
And it was a shame to see him deal with those injuries back then, I'm sure.
Yeah, he had a couple, you know, it seemed right when he got going, a couple two different years, you know, he ended up getting an injury at a time where it seemed like he was about to take off. And he's been through a lot battling through that. And I feel right now he's the first time he's been healthy in a couple years. And I think he's been getting better from it.